Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's chaos with a little bit of stoic wisdom thrown in. Ever feel like relationships are this constant tug of war? Like you're trying to keep everything balanced, but it feels like one step forward and two steps back. Yeah, me too. Today, we're diving into something super important. Building healthy relationships through empathy and understanding. Because let's be real, the world would be a whole lot less chaotic if we could all just get on the same page, right? Now, I know what you're thinking. Empathy and understanding sounds like some fluffy self-help stuff. But trust me, this is about as practical as it gets. It's not about being a doormat or letting people walk all over you. It's about recognizing that everyone is walking around with their own baggage, their own struggles, and their own unique perspectives. Think of it like this. Imagine you're playing a video game. You wouldn't just blast away at every character without understanding their motivations, would you? You'd strategize, try to figure out their strengths and weaknesses, maybe even form alliances. Relationships are kind of like that. So let's get into 5 key takeaways that can help us level up our relationship game. Number 1. Listen actively. I mean really listen, not just waiting for your turn to speak. Pay attention to what the other person is saying, their tone of voice, their body language. Try to understand their perspective, even if you don't agree with it. Think about it like this. When someone tells you something important, wouldn't you want them to truly hear you? To give you their full attention and try to understand where you're coming from. Number 2. Practice compassionate communication. This means speaking kindly, respectfully, and honestly. Even when you disagree, try to find common ground and express your thoughts in a way that is constructive and understanding. Think about it like this. You wouldn't throw a grenade at someone just because they had a different opinion, right? Same goes for conversations. Number 3. Be forgiving. Holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you more than anyone else. Everyone makes mistakes, so try to extend grace and understanding. Remember that people are human, they mess up, and sometimes we just need a second chance. Think about it like this. Would you rather hold on to anger and resentment, or would you rather forgive and move on? Number 4. Set healthy boundaries. This doesn't mean being selfish or shutting people out. It means knowing your limits and communicating them clearly. It's like having a fence around your property keeps things safe and secure while still allowing for connection and interaction. Think about it like this. Would you let just anyone into your home without checking who they were? Boundaries are essential for protecting our well-being and maintaining healthy relationships. Number 5. Invest in the relationship. Relationships take work, just like any other important part of life. Make time for the people who matter to you, show them you care, and be present in the moment. Think about it like this. You wouldn't let your favorite plant wilt and die, would you? You'd water it, give it sunlight, and make sure it had what it needed to thrive. Relationships are the same way. You know that feeling when you're having a conversation with someone and they just get you? They see things from your perspective, even if they don't agree, and they make you feel heard and understood. That's the magic of empathy and understanding in action. Imagine this. You've had a rough day at work, feeling stressed and overwhelmed. You come home to your partner, who instead of asking about your day right away, just gives you a hug and says, "Hey, I'm here for you if you need to talk." That simple gesture, that act of empathy, can make all the difference. They are not trying to fix the problem or offer solutions right away, they're just acknowledging your feelings and offering their support. That's powerful stuff. So, remember these key takeaways. Listen actively, communicate compassionately, be forgiving, set healthy boundaries, and invest in the relationship. Small changes can make a big difference. This is Brandon Cole reminding you to keep calm over chaos, one stoic step at a time. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of empathy and understanding in their life. And hey, if you have any thoughts or stories about building healthy relationships, drop them in the comments below. Until next time, keep it real, keep it kind, and keep calm over chaos.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.